Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lake Darling fisheries biologist Chad Dolan about fishing at Lake Darling over the Memorial Day weekend. How do you expect the fishing conditions to be on Monday?
I would suppose that they would be very good. We've had a little warm-up with the weather here. And, of course, we've got fish that are gearing up to spawn, and some of them have already started to spawn, for that matter, crappies and bluegill, of course. So usually with that warm weather, that pushes fish inshore, definitely for them to start to stage, gear up for that spawn. And like I said, those crappies, some of those have even begun to spawn already. And that puts the fish where the anglers can catch them. So right now, I mean, just in the past few days and last week for that matter, anglers have had to cast, their bait out a little bit further from shore because the fish were hanging in deeper water. And I wouldn't expect that'll be the case when we get to Monday, as the fish will be moving a little tighter if this warm weather sustains itself. If we get a little bit of cooling rains, that may mess things up a little bit. I know there's some rain forecasted, in the future here. And that could kind of cause some issues, with the fish bite and whatnot. And they may move again to a little bit deeper water depending on what weather fluctuations are in store.
What are the current regulations for fish that you can keep or the ones that you have to throw back, as well as how many fish that you can keep?
For largemouth bass, it's 15-inch minimum length limit. For bluegills, crappies, there's no length limit. There is a bag limit, 25 of each of those particular species. The bass that I mentioned, bag limit of 3, possession limit of 6. Channel catfish, again, no length limit, daily bag limit of 8, possession limit of 30.
What sort of attendance are you expecting over Memorial Day weekend?
I would expect a great great amount of people, rather, to use the park. I mean, Memorial Day weekend is usually that big, the recreational weekend for people. There's a lot of people, it's that first weekend people really target. Marks the beginning of the season for most people. So, enroll the campers, along with the campers, the anglers. Got lots of people, if it's warm, they'll be utilizing the beach, of course. And then, as you mentioned before, there'll be, boat rentals and things. All that will be gearing up. Kind of the first big weekend for people to enjoy those sort of amenities as well. Just a big weekend that really kicks off the recreational season for everybody. And given all the park renovations and all the new amenities that we have at Lake Darling, it'll be kind of a hot spot for people.
Is there any other information that you'd like to be made known to the people that visit Lake Darling?
Well, I just encourage people to take a good look around. I don't know, how many people out there have been to visit Lake Darling, since all the renovations have occurred. But what they're going to see is just a really, really nice lake. The water quality is better probably than it's ever been. The water clarity is excellent. We're really building a very nice fishery here. It's been stocked since 2014, and we've already got anglers catching some really nice bass, up above the minimum length limit for that matter. The crappies are right where they should be. A lot of them are, in the 9-inch range. Occasionally you'll catch something, in the 10-inch range. So, but the point is, the fishing has been great, and we expect it to continue to improve in future years, and especially as we move into even late summer this year. So want to check that fishery out. As I mentioned, check out all the amenities. All the parking lots have been redone. We've got new restrooms, shelters, the whole boat harbor area, all of that is brand new. Everywhere you look, you're going to see a new park, essentially. So all of those are things that people want to check out, and I think they'll really enjoy it. And if they get a chance, visit the Ding Darling Courtyard as you come into the park and learn about Ding Darling and who the lake is named after.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lake Darling fisheries biologist Chad Dolan. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.